Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel. Today I'm commenting on what happened to Dr. Sarah Benn. I hope she's no relation of Viscount Stansgate, Tony Benn. Anyway, the Birmingham general practitioner, she participated in a demonstration as part of the Just Stop Oil movement, a movement which I have little sympathy. And all right, it'd be good if we could get rid of oil eventually, but you shouldn't stop people going around there about their lawful business, blocking buses, stopping trains from moving, especially when public transport is part of the solution to get people out of cars into public transport. Now, she didn't stop a train or bus to move or anything like that. But she was protesting within some forbidden zone, one of these so-called buffer zones, outside an oil terminal in Warwickshire, not far from where she practices, a town called Kingsbury. Now, she'd already stopped practicing. But anyway, she went to this protest, and then she was arrested. She was charged with a crime for this, and she was found guilty. She was spent 8 days on remand, as in that's awaiting trial. Then she didn't turn up for a bail hearing and went to a demonstration, so she was arrested again. Anyway, she eventually served 32 days of incarceration. But surely she's been adequately punished already. Now, and what has this got to do with the British Medical Association? That's like the doctors' trades union, but it's also the body that regulates their conduct. So they said that this is professional misconduct because she's in breach of the law, which is true that she is. But so what? She's been punished by the law. She's already had her liberty taken away for 32 days. Surely that's already proportionate punishment. That's something for the judiciary and not for this. It doesn't impair her ability to treat patients whatsoever. Although I loathe some of the methods of BMA, of Just Stop Oil, harassing people, preventing people to do what they want, you know, got to get to work, someone, she's got to pick up a child, he's got to drop off his child at school or whatever, they've got to go maybe to hospital for an urgent appointment, anything. If you disrupt transport, I would have severe sentences for people. Now, she didn't just disrupt transport. And their moral authoritarianism, their self-righteousness, their oppression of other people is detestable. But she didn't participate in something like this. I think it was something to do with like tanker trucks coming in and out. And all right, she's already had a penalty. But would I be willing to be treated by this woman? Certainly I would. We have a shortage of medical staff as it is. We're going to make it even worse, saying that she can't practice for 5 months. I mean, I think she's actually given up practice, but even if she wanted to return. But there's the principle there that she shouldn't have this taken away, the right to practice even for 5 months. It doesn't impinge surely on her fitness to practice. And yes, as I know, she's broken the law, but this is punishing her twice. And that's the curious thing. People who belong to learned professions are more heavily penalized than those who don't. She did a blue collar job. Okay, she'd be punished by the law, but she wouldn't be prevented from being whatever, a cleaner or a fruit picker or a waitress or something of that nature. So the Medical Practitioners Tribunal Service, they had a hearing about this and they considered the pros and cons of doing this. But some people in the BMA have spoken up for her and saying this is bad news. And Dr. Benz said that she was impelled by her as a Hippocratic obligation to do something about climate change, about pollution, because clearly this affects her patient's health. So the General Medical Council had considered the case and then passed it to the other one. So the idea is that this is disreputable conduct and it reflects badly on the medical profession in general, which is surely preposterous. There are tens of thousands of doctors in the United Kingdom and I don't judge them all by that. So even if this is perhaps actuated by the highest possible motives, but people could do all sorts of bad things, but just because they've got noble motives which are moving them. As they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So the tribunal said that doctors, people must always trust doctors to act within the law. Well, really, is that true? I think they obviously act outside the law a lot sometimes, deliberately misdiagnosing that continuing a pregnancy is a greater risk to a woman's life than murdering her child and things like that. When they know that's not true, that it's some sort of risk to her health. Well, all those people should be jailed, definitely, but not someone who sat with a sign outside an oil terminal for a few minutes, which did minimal harm to anyone. So she's already suffered considerably for this. Anyway, Dr. Benn said that traffic passed as usual during the protest and the road wasn't closed at all. Anyway, so this was way back here a few years ago. She's been taking part in these protests since at least September 2019, when there was often that school strike. And I didn't even know a couple who both teachers who encouraged their children to skive off school to go to these things. As Dr. Emma Brunswick, she was deputy chair of the British Medical Association, said, there's no possible patient or public interest imposing these restrictions on the woman's right to practice, that she can't practice for 5 months. It really doesn't harm the public, and indeed to allow her to practice. Indeed, it does harm patients by not allowing her to practice. So someone's in a life or death situation. Should Dr. Ben say to the person, no, she can't because she's been suspended, it was then completely irrelevant? It's preposterous. You could indeed inform the patients about what she's done, and then they could make a decision. Well, in my judgment, I think she's bad and I'm not going to be treated by her, because it doesn't bother me the least, or might indeed heartily approve, and go ahead to be treated by her. It's ridiculous. It's so invasive, taking away the doctor's personal life, her freedom to do what she wants the rest of her life, even though, yes, I know she has broken the law in a very trifling way. So the Doctors Association of the United Kingdom is very worrying that this woman is being punished for doing this. And actually, by doing nothing about climate change and pollution, this will have a severe impact on public health. So surely she was compelled to do something. It was a peaceful protest, and I realize it did cause some disruption. The evidence for climate change being at least partly anthropogenic and being injurious to people's health, that is really irrefragable. I remember a consultant psychiatrist told me there is more convincing evidence for that than there is for the drugs I prescribe. So very little harm arose from her taking part in this protest, though considerable harm could arise, indeed deaths, from her not being allowed to practice. So it really is ridiculous. I see the same thing with teachers, with this code of conduct for England brought in by that detestable Michael Gove, the Silthy Tove, saying that you can't do this, you can't do that in your private life, anything that you do that would reflect discredit on teaching as a profession, which is ridiculous. If people don't like what the teacher's doing in his or her private life, tough, they can back off. Teachers can do what they want, that they can't hold contentious political views. They've got to be pro-establishment. They can't question the Labour-Tory duopoly. It's sick what they're doing. This is stealth liberal totalitarianism. No, not executing people, not torturing people, maybe jailing people, actually, for opining. But obviously few teachers anyway, not enough, fewer and fewer, and you can make it even worse by barring people who've not done any harm, who've done what they wanted in their free time, which does not affect their ability to do their jobs. Right, thank you so much for watching. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye, everyone.